You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare, call 708-888-0000.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Block Club Chicago's Seamus Toomey with our report. And we've seen this video of the food delivery robot crashing into the glass at the CTA bus shelter. The question now is, I guess, what's the company saying about this, Seamus?
Good morning, Bob. Yes. Well, we saw one earlier in the week, and then it happened again yesterday. So the first time it was sort of an anomaly, like, oh, this is weird. But then it happened in Old Town yesterday, a different company, actually. So, you know, it's hard to blame it on the software necessarily. But yeah, they smashed right through those JC Decal glass things, bus shelters, and shattered them. And the company right now is kind of saying what you would expect. Rare isolated incident. They've had a million deliveries and nothing like this before. They take it very seriously, etc. But I don't think they exactly know what's going on with these. And you know, they're trying to get more approval for these robots throughout the city. So every time this blows up online with the very obvious evidence that this isn't working great, that kind of sets them back a little bit. So, you know, they're scrambling to figure out how did this happen? And my big question is, you know, these things go about 3 or 4 miles an hour. What's going on with that glass that can't put up with that sort of impact?
Yeah, good. That's a good question. And I guess they're going to have to figure out a way that these robots will be able to recognize a transparent surface that they can't get through. But you're right, the glass shouldn't be shattered. What did you say, like 2 miles an hour it's going?
Yeah, I think the top speed might be 5 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I guess that would be like me running at a sprint. Like, would that knock down the glass? I mean, I would hope not. But, yeah, so I don't know if they've got special glass-breaking superpowers or not. But, yeah, you know, it's besides the TSA lines, I feel like it's what everyone's talking about in Chicago.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean, that video was on every newscast umpteen times yesterday. There's a story out of the Lakeview neighborhood, and I'm wondering where I'm going to get my cinnamon rolls. Ann Sather's closing?
That's right. Yeah, I feel like we talked about this a couple years ago when it was on the table, but now it's really happening. This is basically the original flagship location of Ann Sather. It's on Belmont. It's actually the second location. They were a couple stores down, but since 1945, they've been on that block. But this is in Lakeview and right by the Red Line stop there. So pretty fancy property, and as you would expect, someone bought a lot of the block and they want to build apartments there, luxury apartments, I'm sure. So Ann Sather, Tom Tunney, he had owned this building, so he's said we're going to shut it down sometime, probably this summer. He's looking for another location, but no leases at this point. So, yeah, it's going to, that whole building's going to get knocked down. It was going to be an 11-story building. The neighbors protested, and they got it down to about 5, but they're still losing Ann Sather, and they're losing Belmont Army Vintage, which, you know, for people used to buy camouflage fatigues there. That actually shut down ahead of this demolition, but Bob, there's still two other locations. There's one on in Uptown, and there's one in Rogers Park. So if you know, on the way in, if you got to get your cinnamon rolls, you got to go a little further north.
Yeah, one on Broadway, one on Granville. That's good that those two are still in operation. And the Timeline Theater gave neighbors a first look at their new Uptown home. What's the reaction been?
Yeah, it's been, you know, very positive. I saw lots of folks went to preview. It wasn't a production this weekend, but it was opening their doors to some of their donors that had supported this about $40 million project. It's at 5035 North Broadway. It was an old warehouse and Timeline. They've been working on this for about 8 years. They've got it up and running. They're going to have their first play in May. And, you know, the photos inside, it looks fantastic. There's obviously a a big theater area, 250 seats, but also a bar and a cafe on the ground floor and an art exhibit area, because they like to pair their productions with some historical displays about what it's all about. So great to see new brand spanking new theaters opening in Chicago, and sort of really just pushing the in the Uptown area and the Rogers Park area, getting a lot of action for expanded theater. So good to see for Chicago.
New space, 5035 North Broadway. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Have a good one.